Today's shiur is a Masechta Menachos on Daf Mem Tes. We will begin on the top line with the last word on the line, Tani. Begins the Gemara, Tani Rabba Bar Bar Chana Kamei de Rav. Rabba Bar Chana brought a brisa and taught it in front of Rav. The brisa states, Kivsei Atzeres, Sheshochton Lashum Elim Ksherim. The Kivsei Atzeres, which have to be a year old, a keves, and he shechted them for Elim, which are rams, which are 2 years old. The halacha is that the korban is kosher, but the bailim, which Rashi says means the tzibur, will have to bring new kivsei atzeres, but the kivsei atzeres remain kosher. In other words, the dam is sprinkled on the mizbeach, the basur is eaten, but it is not oilu l'shem bailim. The Rabbeinu Gershom tells us that what is the exact case here? Sheshochton l'shem elim, says the Rabbeinu Gershom, shesover shehein b'nei shtayim. He thought, really, they were 1 year old. They were a keves, and he mistook this keves, and he thought, the Shaykhid thought that it was really an aisle. So Bepashtis, what the Gemara is saying is that he thought, together with the Kivsei Atzeres, there comes Elim for an Oila on Shavuos. So he was Makriv the Shlomim L'Shem Oila. So this is a case of Loi L'Shma. The Loi L'Shma is caused by his mistake in what exactly, how old the sheep was. Is it a year old, a keves, or is it a 2 year old ram, an aisle? But it boils down to shechting shlomim for oilim. So this is a classical case of Loi L'Shma. If the mistake in what the animal is causes him to shech the shlomim, the shalmei chayva of kivsei atzeres for the oila, so it's loy l'shma, and the halacha by loy l'shma, except by Pesach and Chatas, the first mission in Zvachim, the Bezim et Aleph, where there the din is loy l'shma is pasul, by other loy l'shma, the halacha is that it is kosher, but it's loy olu l'bayam l'shem chayva, and the tzibur will have to bring new Kivsei Atzeres. This is the Pashup Shat in Rabba Bar Chana. Amar Lei Rav, when Rav heard this brice that Rabba Bar Chana quoted, he said, Olu v'olu, know that not only is the korban kosher, but it's oila l'shem bailim, the tzibur is yoytze with this shchita l'shum elim. Now, as the Rabbeinu Gershom pointed out to us, the mistake was in considering that this is not a keves, but rather it's an aisle. In reality, it was a keves. And now the Gemara is going to try to understand exactly what is the case that Rav is saying that the korban not only is kosher, but it's oila l'shem d'tzibur for kivsei atzeres. How can Rav argue to begin with on the brice that a Rabbi Rechana is quoting, so that the Rishonim say either that we know Rav Tanahu Polig, Rav has a koyach of a Tana and he can argue on a brice, or that Rav considered this to be a faulty brice, that it was not learned by, wasn't edited by the ones who were Masada the brices, which are Rav Chi and Rav Oishia. He thought that it was not an authentic brice. Continues the Gemara, Amr of Chizda, Mestavra, Milsa, the Rav, because Savra, Elim, Veshachton, Shum, Kvasim. Mestavra, when Rav said that it is Oila L'Shem, Kivsei Atzeres, it was speaking about a case where he made the mistake of which Rabbeinu Gershom tells us that he thought the Keves was an aisle, and really it was a Keves, but what did he have in mind when he shechted what he thought was an aisle? He had in mind that I'm shechting it as if it's a one-year-old keves. So then we can understand why Rav paskind olu v'olu, that it is oila. Shaharei, continues the Gemara, kvasim l'shum kvasim nishchatu. Because then the bottom line is, b'metzias, b'poyel, what was this animal? It was a keves. And what was his kavana to shecht it as a keves. So you have both the machshava and the lamaisa as a keves. So that's when Rav said, olu v'olu. So his mistake was that he thought it was really an ayil, and to get around that, he would shecht it l'shem keves, but the way it worked out l'maisa was very good, because he had a machshava for keves, and it was b'metzius a keves. And that's when Rav said, not like the braisa, Rav said that olu v'olu, avil continues Rav Chisda, kesover, elam, v'shechtin l'shem elam, if, based on the mistake that Rabbeinu Gershom told us, at the beginning of the sugya, that this keves, he thought was an ayil. And since it was an ayil, he did not want to do anything, any bad machshava, not with what he perceived to be the reality. Kasavar elam shachton l'shem elam, he said, if this is an ayil, then I have to shecht it as an ayil. Then Rav would agree that the tzibur is not yoytze, because it comes out that by accident he made it loy lishma. By accident, instead of shechting it as kivsei atzeres, he shechted it as an oil for an oila. And then by loy lishma that comes about through an accident, akira betos havi akira. When he uprooted by mistake what this korban is for, that's considered an akira, and memele the tzibur is not yaitse. A loyal lishma that is caused because of a mistake is considered a bona fide loyal lishma. And by loyal lishma, we know the din is that the korban is kosher, if not for Pesach and Chatas. By Shal Mechoyva, this, we had a Machloikis in yesterday's shir, but this sheet here is going that Shal Mechoyva has a din like Shal Minadova, that Loy Lishmo is kosher, so the Korban is kosher, however, it's not Oil Lishem Bailam. Then Rav will be Moidim. Now, had he known that this is a Keves, he's a straight person, whatever it is, that's what I'm gonna shecht it for. So if it's a Keves, I'm gonna shecht it as a Keves. But if I think it's an ayil, then I'm going to shecht it as an ayil. So by his mistaken identity of what this animal was, it comes out that he shechted it by mistake as a loy lishma. On that, Rav Chisda says that Rav would hold akira betos, a mistake in loy lishma, havi akira, lemaisi, you shechted a kivsei atzeres as, not as a shlomim, but as an oila, and memel it's loy lishma, where the din is it's kosher, but it's not oil lishem bal. And now, v'rabba omar, and through this whole Gemara, until the Mishnah, the Maseiros HaShas brings down from the Rishak, that in the whole sugya were goyris rabba. As we have in our Gemara, there will be places in the Gemara where it says Rava, and there we have to be Gars Rava. V'Rabba Amar, Rava disagrees with Rav Chisda. Rava says that Rav Shita would be Akira Betos, Loyavi Akira. I don't have a Kavana to take a Shlomim and make it into an Oila. I only have that Kavana because I think that it's an idol that I'm dealing with. So my whole basis of shechting at l'shem ayil is based on a mistake. A loyal lishma that comes about as a result of a mistake is not considered an akira, and in Megla, even in such a case, the bialim will be yotzei, and the tzibur will not have to bring a new kivsei atzeres, and we will say, I had a kavana l'shem oila, l'shem ayil. We'll have to say that we consider that which was caused by a mistaken identity, as if that machshava was not there, as if he had no machshava. And when you have no machshava, we have halacha stama lishma, that stam is considered lishma, that he shechted it l'shem, the correct thing, and therefore it's a shlomim, a kivsei atzeres, and the tzibur will be yoytze. Now, Omer Rav, or as we said from the Rishak, that it's Omer Rabba umosvinon ashmaitzin. I am going to ask a question on what my sheet that I just said, that Akira Betos, Loyave Akira L'chayrit, is a kasha, where we find that Akira Betos is an Akira. We learned HaKohanim Shepiglu, if Kohanim were Mefagel, they had Kavana, Bishas, one of the four Avodas, to eat the Korban Chutz L'zmanoi, B'migdash and the Migdash. So what Chazal discuss here is a chiyuv to pay the Bilam. Since the Bilam were not yoitzu with this carbon, it's a hezek she'enu nicker. You can't recognize the hezek when the kohenim were mefagel. However, there's a knas midrabbanan that you have to pay the Bilam. So if you did it b'mezid, chayavina. But ha'shaygig in peturin. If you did it b'shaygig, then you're potter. V'tani alon, we learned on this in a brisa, that even though b'shaygig there's no knas and you don't have to pay the kohanim who did this b'shaygig will not have to pay the Bilam, but pigul on pigul, even b'shaygig it has a loch of pigul, and Rashi says, v'ein tzarach l'avir mezidin. Of course, if you did it b'mezid, for certainly it's pigul. But even b'shaig, although you're potter to pay the knas to the Bilam, but it has a halach of pigul. So I hate to tell me, what's the case over here by pigul, where he did it b'shaigig? Ilema di yoda, the chatasi, if he knew he's dealing with a chatas, and the zman achil of a chatas is yoim v'layla, v'kom achashiv bo l'shum shlomim, and mistakenly he thought that this is, and not mistakenly, knowingly, he had kavanah for a shlomim to prolong the zman achila instead of one day and one night of a chatas to 2 days and a night of a shlomim, but he knew it's a chatas. So, hi, shaygigin, this you call shaygig mezidnava. This is a classic case of mezid. How could you call it a shaygig? Elolav. We have to say, the kasavar shlomim hu. Really, it's a chattas, but he mistook it, and he made a mistake, and he thought it's a shlomim. The kasavar shlomim hu, v'kom achashim bo shlomim. And he had kavanah for a shlomim. So instead of a kavanah to eat it a day and a night, he had kavanah to eat it, chutz l'zmanoi, 2 days and a night, by mistake. Uktani pigulam pigul, and we learned over there that the pigul, b'shoyig, remains pigul, alma, we see, akira b'tos, havi akira, this is Rabba's kasha on himself, that from here you see, just like making pigul by accident, thinking it's a shlom, and when really it was a chattas, it has a loch of pigul, so who adin? If I'll do loy l'shma, I think that this is an aisle, and therefore have kavanah for an oila, instead of having kavanah for a shlomim, it'll be shaloi lishma by accident, but shaloi bishma by accident will be an akira. I won't be yaitzah. The tzibur won't be yaitzah. We see that from pigul, that the halach is, it has a din of pigul, even though it came about by mistake. Amalei Abaye, so Abaye answers, you have no kasha on your sheet, Rabba, because Amalei Abaye, lo oilum diyad the chattas. Really, I'll tell you, he did know that it's a chattas. He had kavanah for shlom. Ah, you asked me a kasha, that's amazing, it's not a shayg, it's speaking about Uboimer Mutter. He thought that a person's allowed to be mashana, and even though it's a chattas, you're allowed to be mashana to a shlomim, it's Oimer Mutter. But Einichnami, if there would be a mistake, where he thought it's a shlomim, and really it was a chattas, it could be that over there, it would not be a din of pigul, and who would din by loy lishma, it would not be a din of loy lishma, and the ba'alim, the tzibur, in the case of kivsi atzeres, would be yoitz. Moser Rav Zeir asked the question, we learned that Rav Shimon Oimer, Rav Shimon says, kol menachas and nikmetsu shaloy lishma, and ksheris, menachas have a different din than zvachim. By zvachim, that are shechted shaloy lishma, they are kosher, but they're not oil l'shem b'ilam. However, menachas, that the kmitsu was done shaloy lishma, not only are they kosher, but the machshava that he had, the wrong machshava, has no effect whatsoever. V'olu l'b'ilam shem chayva. And the Baal are yoitzei, they don't have to bring a new mincha. Why? Says Rab Shimon, she'ein ha-menachas doimis l'zvachim, because you can't compare menachas to zvachim. She'ha-koimetz machvas l'shomacheshes. If a person does, if the kohen does kmitza on the mincha that was in a flat pan, where the oil spreads all over, and as a result, the mincha is very hard, and he had kavanah l'shomar cheshes for a mincha that's in a deep pan that's very deep, and over there the oil doesn't spread as well, and as a result it remains soft, it doesn't remain hard, and since it's soft, it's like something that's crawling around. That's the word marcheshes from rochesh alo adama, like a sheretz that's creeping around. So it remains spongy, it remains soft. So if a person did kmitza on a machvas, which is hard, and he does it with a kavana for mechashes, maseh machichel of shima machvas. So his machshava shelo lishmo has no value whatsoever. It doesn't affect the mincha in any regard, and the baal's yaitza with it. Not only is it kosher, but he doesn't have to bring a new mincha. Because you can look at it and you could see, this is not marchashes, this is machvas. Or chareva, if it was, as Rashi says, a minchas choita, or a minchas kanois of a soita, where the din is that there is no shemen, it's dry, there's no shemen or levoina, and he had kavana l'shem belula for a mincha that has in it shemen mixed into it. So again, maseh mochichen aleha shehich chareva. You could look at it and you could see it's a dried out mincha. It's not a mincha belula b'shemen. So that's why it has no effect whatsoever. And the bialim, not only is the korban, the mincha kosher, but he doesn't have to bring a new one. He's yoitza. Avil b'zvachim enikain. Zvachim are different. Why? Because shchita achas l'kulon. There's one shchita. There's no mice that's mechiach. What he has kavana for, a shlomim or an oila. Kabbalah achas l'kulon. There's one kabbalah stam for all zvachim. Zrika achas l'kulon. There's one zrika for all of them. So now the Gemara wants to know, this case of Reb Shimon, hey, chidami, how exactly are we speaking about? Ilei mediyada de machvasi, if he himself knew it's a mincha of a machvas, v'ka kometz lo l'shem archeshes, and he bedafka, b'mezit, had kavana l'shem archeshes. So what are you telling me that has no effect? Ki maseh machichan mayhavi. Even if it's nicker from looking at it, and you could definitely tell that it's not a marcheshes, even though he had kavana for marcheshes, what's the difference? Hami akar karkale, with his machshava, he's bemazed being oiker, and therefore it should have an effect. Why is he yoitze with this mincha when he bemazed had a kavana against what the reality was, even though the reality is nicker? Why should that make a difference? He's oikered the reality with his machshava, the Gemara is asking. Elolav, what must be the case? The kasavar marcheshesi, he thinks it's a marcheshes, he made a mistake. The kometz lo l'shem marcheshes, and mistakenly, he made the kvitz l'shem marcheshes, v'toh, and he made a mistake. The hacha hudam I say machichala. So here I say that his mistake has no effect. It's not oiker, because here I say the mice itself proves what he was doing it for. Habi alma, where I don't have the svara of my machichen, then I'll say akir betos, havi akira. So this again is a kashan rabba. Rabba said akir betos loy havi akira, and your yoitse by a loy lishma that was caused by tos. Well, lechayr we see here that the only time you would be yoitse is my machichen. But if no my machichen, and by mistake you made an akir betos would be an akira, that's the kashan rabba. Amr le Abaya, so again, Abaya comes to the rescue of Rabba and says, Loilum diyada de machvas. Really, this is speaking about a case where he didn't make a mistake. He knew it was machvas. Vika kometz le l'shem marcheshes. And b'mezid, he made kmitza for marcheshes. Udika Amr, you asked me a question, ki maseh mechichen ole mayhavi. So what effect does it have that the mice itself is mechiach, that it is a machvas and not a marcheshes? His machshava to make it into a marcheshes should be oiker, and why is the yoitze with such a mincha? The answer is, Rava, and here we're going to be gars, Rabba l'taimei, as the Rishak told us, the Omar Rabba, machshava d'loi minkere apostle rachmana, a machshava where we can't recognize whether this is the reality of the metzias here, such a machshava, the wrong machshava, apostle. But machshava de minkara, as Rashi says, it's recognizable that his thinking on it is a falsehood. It's sheker. Loi pasul rachmana. The sheet of Rabba that we had earlier in the Masechta is that if it's a machshava that you could see, meinehu bei, the mice itself proves that this machshava is a lie, then such a machshava has no koyach to be oiker. So negeya ar shaila, whether an akira betos of loy lishma could have an effect. There we will say that, like Rabbi Shita is, that Akir Betos, Loi Havi Akir, and the Tzibur will be Yaitzu with the Kivsei Atzeres. Ah, you're bringing me a raya from this case over here, Mar Cheshes. Here it's speaking about that he knew. Ah, if he knew, so there, why is the Maisa Mechiach, why does his Machshava not cause a problem in the Mincha? He shouldn't be Yaitze. The answer is that if the Maisa shows us that the Machshava is a total falsehood, then the Machshava has no ability to be Oiker, and Memela, he's Yaitze. Not only is the Mincha Kosher, but he's Yaitze. But according to this explanation, it has nothing to do with our Shaila of a Akira Betos or not. Begins the next Mishnah, Hatmidin, Ein Ma'akven Es HaMesofen, V'loya Mesofen Ma'akven Es HaTmidin. The simple way to learn this Gemara is as the Rabbeinu Gershom learns it, She'im loy hoya lohem tmidim ela musafin, ein ma'akvin es ha'musafin. What this means is, according to Rabbeinu Gershon, that if there were no tmidim and all you had was musafin, you could bring the musafin. Or the opposite. You had only tmidim, you didn't have any musafin, the musafin are not ma'akv the tmidim. However, Rashi says, mefarish b'gemora. And the Gemara, in fact, is going to learn a different pshat than Rabbeinu Gershom, as we'll see in the Gemara. And the question is, why don't we, in fact, take the simple pshat of Rabbeinu Gershom in our Mishnah? Why is the Gemara looking for a different pshat? Because the Gemara assumed that there's no havamina, that a musav should be ma'akev a tamid or a tamid a musav, since they're two different karbonis. They have no inherent relationship one with the other. The Talmud comes every day. The Musaf comes on special days, on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, on Yontif, and therefore there's no Havamina that if you missed one, that it should be Ma'akiv on the other, and therefore the Gemara is going to seek a different pshat. Continues the Mishnah, V'loya Musafim Akum Zezeh. And the various Musafim, for example, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, if one did not bring a musaf for Shabbos, that would not be ma'akev Rosh Chodesh, or vice versa. Continues the Mishnah, lo yikrivu keves baboiker yakrivu ben arbaim. You have to bring every day tomet shachar, tomet shachar ben arbaim. What happens if it's already after the zman of tomet shachar, and the tomet shachar was not brought? They should bring the tomet shel ben hor arbaim. Amar Reb Shimon. As the Rambam, the Pirush Mishnayos learns, Reb Shimon comes to be choylik on the Tana Kama, because the Tana Kama holds that even if b'mezid they didn't bring the Tomet Shachar, still they should bring the Tomet Shabayin Arbayim. On this, Reb Shimon disagrees. On Reb Shimon, Emesai b'zman shahayu anusin, oy shayigin. When do we say that they could bring the Tomet Shabayin Arbayim even if they didn't bring the Tomet Shachar? That's if they didn't bring the Tomet Shachar because of an oinus or a shayigin. Avalim hayu mezidin, but if they didn't do it b'mezid, v'loyi kriyivu keves baboiker, and they didn't bring the Talmud in the morning, lo yakrivu ben arbaim, Reb Shimon Shita is, they're not allowed to bring it ben arbaim, and this is the machlokes Tana Kama and Reb Shimon. What about if lo yiktiru k'tayrus baboiker? Every day they had to bring a mona of the k'tayrus, pras half of the mon in the morning and half in the afternoon. So what happens if they didn't bring the k'tayrus baboiker? So the Tana Kama holds yaktiru ben arbaim. They should bring it ben hor arbaim. And again, here, the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos tells us that we're going to have a machlokes between Reb Shimon and the Chacham. According to the Chacham, the Tana Kama, they bring Bein Arbaim, the pras, the half of the money that they're supposed to bring. They don't make up for the half that they didn't bring in the morning. On that, Reb Shimon is mechulik. Am Reb Shimon, the kula hoisekrev ben arbayim. In such an instance, they have to bring the whole mona bein harabayim. And now he brings in an inyan which l'chayra has no shaykh as to what we have been discussing. And Rashi, in fact, quotes the Gemara mandachar shmei, who mentions the next halacha and the next series of halachas. How does that come in here? What does Reb Shimon say? She'ein mechanchen es mizbeach hazov ela b'ketar sasam. The only way you do chinuch with the mizbeach hazov, the first time you use the mizbeach hazov, is with bringing the ketar sasam. The Gemara is going to ask, who mentioned anything about the chinuch of the dedication the first time you're using the Mizbeach Hazav? But Rashi says there is a simple pshat in the Gemara, that in the Mishnah, that Reb Shimon is trying to bring a proof that if you did not bring in the morning the ktoiris, the pras of the morning, that you could make it up at night, at Bein or Abayim, by bringing the whole mana. Where do we see such a precedent? We see it by the chinuch of the Mizbeach Hazav. Because the Mizbeach Hazav, the chinuch is bedafke Bein or Abayim. And how much was brought at that chinuch? A mana. So we see a precedent that in a day where, which was the first day that the Mizbeach Hazav was ever used, you did not bring a pras in the morning, we see that you brought a mana, Bein or Abayim. So who adin? If you did not do for some reason, the pras in the morning was not brought, even if it's not the day of the chinuch of the Mizbeach Hazav, we see a precedent that you could bring the whole mana at the Ktoras of Bein or Abayim. And now the Mishnah continues with other things that we were mechanach. V'loy Mizbeach Ha'oilo Ela B'Tomet Shoshachar. On the Mizbeach Ha'oilo, the first time they were mechanach, they brought the Tomet Shoshachar. Not the Tomet Shol Ben Arbaim. They started with the Tomet Shoshachar. V'loy Yisa Shulchan Ela B'Lachem Aponim B'Shabbos. They wouldn't bring anything else on the Shulchan, except on the first Shabbos, they brought the Lechem Aponim of that Shabbos. V'loy Yisa Menorah Ela B'Shivan Neiraseo Ben Arbaim. The menorah was brought with the hadlok of the Shivan Neiras Ben Arbaim. So l'chayra one could ask, what is this being memayim? For example, the tomet shel shachar is memayim to tomet shel bein arbayim. The chinuch of the mizbeach oil was the tomet shel shachar. But here by the menorah, the only time they lit the menorah was bein arbayim. So of course, when you're making the chinuch on the first day of the menorah, you use the shivaneiros of bein arbayim. What's the memayim? So perhaps I heard from Ravelsky Shlita that this would be a siyua to the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam sheet is that in the morning when they did Hatovas Aneiris, not only was there Hatovas Aneiris, but there was also Hadlok in the morning. So I would have thought that by the Chanukah Samenoira, the first day they should begin with the Hadlok of the Neiris in the morning. Therefore, the Mishnah tells us, no, the Chinuch of the Menorah was done with the main hadlaka, which was the hadlaka of the Bein or Abayim, and then every day in the morning it was followed according to Shittas or Rambam, which other Rishonim don't agree with. The other Rishonim hold there was only Hatavas Aneiris in the morning. But the Rambam sheet is that there was also each morning, besides Hatavas Aneiris, there was hadlaka as well. Begins the Gemara, boy, minei Rav Chiya bar Avin, mi Rav Chisda, tzibur she'ein lohen tzmidin u'musafin, eizim mehem koidim. If the tzibur only had two korbanis for a tamid, and, or they could use those two korbanis for a musaf, eizim mehem koidim, which one takes precedent before the other? So the Gemara says, "Heichi dami, what is the exact case here? Ilema tamidim de yomei umasafin de yomei. If we're speaking about a, let's say, a yontiv, where you have a tamid of that day, so you have two for shachar, tamid shel shachar, tamid shel bein arbayim, and you have the musaf for yontiv, you also need two, and that's your shaila if you only have two. To which does it go, to the tamid or to the musaf?" So pshita tamidu madifi. What's the shaila there? Of course you do it for the tamid shel shachar and tamid shel bein arbayim. Why? To havalu tadir mekudesh. Because then you have the mila of tadir that it comes every day, and also the tamidim are mekudesh. So this Rashi has two pshatim. The first pshat in Rashi is that, as the Gemara in Zvachim tells us, that the kiddush of Shabbos or Yontiv, not only is it mechayiv a korban musaf, but even the everyday tamid that is brought is invested with the kedusha of that day, the Shabbos or the moyed on which that tamid is now being brought. It's different than the tamid shel chayil. It has an extra dimension of kedusha. So the tamid has the milas of tadir and mekudesh, whereas the musaf of yontiv, for example, would only have the mile of mekudesh. It doesn't have tadir. So of course, tadir and mekudesh would trump the mile of yontiv of only mekudesh. That's Rashi's first pshat. Rashi's second pshat is that whatever, as Tosfos and Divrei HaMashal, tadir explains it. V'loshen acher pirish bekuntris oisay shezmanay achshav mikri mekudesh. If I have a choice between something that is that Hegdish requires now, like Tomit Shal Shachar, versus what Hegdish will need later at Musaf, which is later in the day, so the one that Hegdish needs now has a, I consider it that it has a greater kedusha than the one that Hegdish will require later. So, if so, if I have a shail of Tamid or Musaf, so Tamid has Tadir and Mekudish, it means not that it has kedusha, but it's more Mekudish than the Musaf, and the Musaf, not only is it not Tadir, but it's even less kedusha according to this pshat than the Tamid. So therefore, the Gemara says, in such a, if that was the Shaila, of course you would use the Kvasim for the Tamid Shal Shachar. Now, before we go on, the Meforshim asked a question over here. Why didn't the Gemara say simple? You know why Tamid is first? Because as we're going to have on the last line of this Amid, V'orach Aleh Ha'oila, V'amar Rava Ha'oila, Oila Rishayna. That Ha with the Hei Yediya, the first one of the korbanos that are listed that are brought on a daily basis is the oila. It's brought every day. It's brought first. That oila, that tamid shal shachar, that's the first korban that has to be brought. All other korbanos have to be brought on a daily basis following the tamid shal shachar. So you have a shaila here, should I use this for Tamid Shal Shachar? Or should I use it for Musaf? So of course use it for Tamid Shal Shachar, because the Musaf is only able to be brought after the Tamid Shal Shachar. That takes precedent. So why didn't the Gemara say because of that reason? So the Chazoin Ish answers that if we would in fact paskin that Musaf, for whatever reason, has a greater precedence than that it trumps the Tamid, so then I would wait till the Zman of the Tamid Shal Shachar has ended, and then there's the Musaf, and I wouldn't have the Tamid Shal Shachar. The only time we say Tamid Shal Shachar comes first is if you have more than one korban. But if here you have to make a choice, and the halacha would be that Musaf would come first, so then I would create a matziv where there is no Tamid Shal Shachar, it'll be after the Zman, and then I'll bring the one that is more important, if that would be so, and which would be the Musaf. Or Rav, the Griz Halevi, the Briska Rav says that, that is the eights of the Griz Halevi, to wait after 4 hours. When it would be after the Zman of Tamid Shal Shachar. That's his Eitzah. The Chazon Ish says that the only prerequisite to bring the Tamid Shal Shachar first is if you have a number of korbanos. But if the halacha is that Musaf is more important than Tamid Shal Shachar, it's as if you don't have a Tamid Shal Shachar. It's only that if you have a Tamid Shal Shachar, Tamid Shal Shachar comes first. But if you don't have a Tamid Shal Shachar, then you would bring the Musaf. So according to Rav Velvel, there's an eitz that you wait till after the 4 hours and there's no more achiyav of Tamid Shal Shachar. According to Chazon Ish, even without that eitzah, there's no halacha of Orach Aleh Ha'oila, Ha'oila, Oila Rishayna. That's only if you have it. But if you don't have it, then you don't have that halacha, and you don't have to worry about that halacha, and therefore you could give it to the Musaf if the Musaf would be more important. But anyway, in the case that we were just dealing with, there's no question that Tamid would be more important to bring because it has Tadir and Mekudesh. Continues the Gemara, Elot Tmidin Dilamachar Musafin Toedin. It must be a case where you have a choice. Should I use the Tmidin for tomorrow? Tomorrow is Chayil, or should I use it for Musaf of today? So then I have a question of Tadir versus Mekudesh. I don't have any situation where I have Tadir and Mekudesh together. I have a question of Tadir versus Mekudesh. Why? Because the Talmud of tomorrow is not Mekudesh. Both Pshatim of Rashi would work out that it's not Mekudesh. According to the first Pshat of Rashi, that you have a Kedusha of Shabbos or Yontiv, the next day already is Chol, so you don't have that Kedusha. So the only Mila of Tamid is Tadir, versus Musav of today, which is Kaddish. And if the Pshat is that whatever comes earlier has greater Kedusha, the second Pshat in Rashi, which Tosfos also mentioned, so again, the Musav of today comes before the Tamid of tomorrow, so the Musav of today is Mekudesh. So according to all Pshatim, Rashi says, Lishna Achrinim, Musafin Havi Mekudesh, Kaidim Tmidim. The Musafin Yikrivu Ayoim, Utmidim Lo Yikrivu Ayoim, Adlamacher. So even in that sense, forget about that tomorrow's Choyl, but even in the sense of Stam Kedusha, the Musav of today, which comes first, has more Kedusha than the Tamid of tomorrow, which comes later. So therefore, now the only Mila of Tamid is Tadir. So which takes precedence? Is it Tadir or is it Mekudesh? That's the Shaila. Again, let's see the Gemara inside. Five lines from the bottom. Ella, Tamidim, Dilamachor, Musafim, Doyidim, the Talmud of tomorrow and the Musaf of today. Do I say Tamidim, Adifah, Kain Tadir? Do I say the Talmud of tomorrow is more important because it's Tadir? Or Dilmul, Musafim, Adifah, the Havalei, Mekudesh? Or do I look at the Musaf of today? That trumps the Talmud of tomorrow because it is Mekudesh. Now, Tosfos in Divrei HaMasechel, Tadir, raises the issue that why do we have to go to the Talmud of tomorrow? Why don't we focus on the following question? He has one keves left, and the shaila is, should he use it for today's Musaf, or should he use it for the Talmud Shalbeinu Arbayim? And there, let's analyze it. According to the first Pshat in Rashi, that there's a Kedusha of the Tamid, it has Tadir, and it also has a Kedusha of Shabbos or Yontif, versus the Musaf of Shabbos or Yontif, which only has Kedusha. So there's no Shaila. The Tamid Shalbein or Abayim is more chashiv than the Musaf, and you would use it for the Talmud Shalbein or Abayim. But according to Rashi's second pshat, that whatever comes earlier has more Kedusha, so l'chayra, by Musaf versus Talmud Shalbein or Abayim, the chiv of the Musaf comes before the Talmud Shalbein or Abayim, so the Talmud Shalbein or Abayim would only have the Mila of Tadir. I would have the same question of the Gemara of Mekudesh versus Tadir, instead of the Gemara's case of the Talmud of tomorrow, I could make the Talmud Shalbein Arbaim of today, and I'd have the same question. So Tosfos says, no, that would not be a question. I'd still give it to the Talmud Shalbein Arbaim. Why? Because A, it's Tadir, and B, even though like the second Pshat Rashi, it's not Mekudesh, but since you've already brought the Talmud Shachar in the morning, Memela, that drags with it the Talmud Shalbein or Abayim. As the Pasuk says, Esakeves Soecha Tasa Babayker, Vesakeves Hasheni Tasa Bein or Abayim. That's a pair, that's linked together. So if he bought the Talmud Shal Shachar, comes before the Musav, because it's both Tadr and Mekudesh, it comes earlier, and it's every day, so that's before the Musav. Now when you have a question on the Talmud Shalbein or Abayim, even though it comes later after the Musav, but since the Talmud Shalshachar was already brought, you would already bring, says Tosfos, the Talmud Shalbein or Abayim also, so that's why the Gemara Shaila has to be on tomorrow. And Einichanami, according to this, we'll have to say that when we're dealing by Musav, we'll have to say there are three Kvasim here. One kevis, of course, I'm going to use for Talmud Shalbein or Abayim, because since I brought the Talmud Shalshachar, I have to bring the Talmud Shalbein or Abayim. The question is on the other two that are going to be left, do I use that for the Musaf, which is Mekudesh, or do I use it for tomorrow's Tamidim, which are Tadir? That is the Gemara's question. Omar Lei, so Rav Chisda answered to Rav Chiya Bar Avin, Tinitua. We learned it in our Mishnah. We learned Hatamidim ain't makvan as a masafin. Veloya masafin makvan as Hatamidim. Veloya hamasafin makvan zezeh hechidami. What's the exact case where the Talmud and the Musaf are not makav each other? Hechidami. Ilem the isla if he has Tamidim and Musafim, ulekadem. And the question over here is, which one are you able to be makra first? So again, you remember the Rabbeinu Gershon's shot in the Mishnah was that you missed one. Can you bring the other? The Gemara is not learning that shot here, as we said, because why should, if you missed one, why should that, what does one korban tamid have to do with the musaf? What does one korban have to do with the other? So the Gemara is not learning like that. So the Gemara thinks, what's the shaila of ein ma'akvin? It's a shaila of kedima. Which means, the Mishnah means, they're not ma'akev one another, which means whatever one you want to do first, you can do first. You want to do the Talmud first, you can do the Talmud first. You want to do the Musa first, you can do the Musa first. But that's not true, says the Gemara. Vatanya, we learned in a Brisa, benayin shaloye hei dover kaidim l'tamid shal shachar. How do you know that no other korban can come before the tamid shal shachar? Tamid loymer v'orach alah ha'oila, that you have to bring on the mizbeach ha'oila with the hei yedia. V'amer Ravan, Rava says, you know what that refers to? Ha'oila. Oila rishayna. That's the one that has to be brought first, the one that we refer to as the oila. The oila is the one that's brought every day, and it's the first one that's mentioned in the list of karbonis which are found in Bamidbar Perik Chaf Ches. So that first Tamid Shel Shachar, that's the one that has to be put up first, and after that, then you bring all the other karbonis. So if the shaila is you have enough for Tamidim and Musafim, and the question is which one comes first, if that would be the Pshat and Amen, Ma'akvin says that can't be, because in fact the Tamid Shel Shachar is ma'akiv on the Musaf that has to come first. As we turn to the Mem Testament base, Elipshita must be the Lesle. He doesn't have enough for Tamidim and Musafim. He has either one or the other. And now let's analyze it further. V'idiyoymei, if it's speaking about on the same day, amai, what, again, why do we say that they're equal to each other? They're, you could bring either one, you could use it either for Tamid, or you could use it for Musaf. Why should that be? Tadir Makodish, Tadir Adif. It should be that Tadir is Adif. Now the Lashon here, Lachaira, is difficult, because the Gemara, on the same day, on Amid Aleph, we learned, it's Tadir and Mekudish versus, that's Tamid, versus Musav, which is only Mekudish. So the Gemara here, the way the Gemara phrases it, it seems to be when you have a Shiloh of Tadir Mekudish, Tadir comes first. And that's connected to Gemara and Zvachim, Tzadik Dalad, where the Gemara says that this Shiloh of Tadir Mekudish is a Boya Dila Ifshita, and we don't know which one takes precedent, Tadir or Mekudish. And yet here our Gemara says Tadir Adiv. It could be that without the word Tadir, the Gemara would flow better. Amai, I heard this from Rav Belsky Shlita as well, Amai Tadir u'Mekudish Adiv. Why do you say that the Tamidim are equal to the Musafim? They're not mock of each other. You could bring the Kvasim either for the Tamidim or for the Musafim. If it's on the same day, then we learned on Amud Aleph that the Tamid, which is Tadir Mekudish, trumps the Musaf, which is only Mekudish. So if you take out the word Tadir, the second Tadir would fit in very well. Amai Tadir Mekudish Adiv. The one that's Tadir Mekudish, which is the Tamid, that's more Chashiv than the Musav, which is only Mekudish. So why should it then be that they're both equal? Elalav, the only case that I can have where they're both equal, is the Lamacher. I have the Musav of today versus the Tamid of tomorrow. So then the Talmud of tomorrow is not Mekudish, it's Choyl, it's coming after, according to the second Pshat and Rashi, it's coming after the Musav, so therefore it's less Kadosh, and the Musav is more Kadosh, so what do you go after? Now comes the Shaila of Tadir versus Mekudish. Uktani Makvin Zazeh, and that's what Rav Chisda is saying to Rav Chiya Bar Avin. From our Mishnah, we see that this is the case, and we learned they're not makav each other, amaki adorinu. We see they're equal to each other, And there, we can't say that one is more chashuv than the other. If you only have enough kvasim, you have a choice. You could either use it for the tamid or you could use it for the musaf. That's the raya Rav Chisda wanted to bring from our Mishnah. Amalei Abaya, Abaya said, you have no raya from our Mishnah. Lo ilam de islu. Really, he has enough for the tmidim and the musafim. And the shaila is ulekadeim. And the Mishnah is saying that it's not ma'akev, you could do whichever one you want first. Ah, you had a kasha from Rava. Uda kasha loch shloye dover kaidim. We learned from a pasuk that, v'orach aleh ha'oila. And Rava said that what did that mean? Ha'oila, oila rishayna. And that, my teretz is, that mitzvah ba'amhu. That's a mitzvah, but it's not ma'akev. And therefore, einachanami, you could choose, it's not b'di'evid ma'akev. B'di'evid, you could do either one first, and that's what the Mishnah means. You have no raya to the shaila of Tadr versus Mekudesh, and as we said before, it's a boya delay ifshit in the Gemara in Zvachim, which one takes precedent before the other. Tashima, so the Gemara tries to bring another raya. We learned, Ein poichsin mishisha tloyim hamuvukarim belishkas hatloyim. There was, in the Beis HaMikdash, a chamber where they had the lambs for the Karbanis. You must have over there six lambs that have been checked in the Lishkas HaTloyim. Why do you need six? They're checked from that they don't have mumen. Kedei l'Shabbos u'lishnei Yom Tov v'shal Rosh Hashanah. For Shabbos and the 2 days of Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah. Now, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. They only had 1 day. However, there's a possibility that they would keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah in the following situation. They would be usher b'malacha, let's say it's Shabbos, and then following that, the Bezin is waiting for Edom. Edom don't come until after the Tomet Shalbein Arbayim, at the Bezin only accepted the Edom till Tomet Shalbein Arbayim. So once they came after Tomet Shalbein Arbayim, it came out that Rosh Hashanah was declared on the 31st day after Rosh Chodesh El, not on the 30th day. But meanwhile, Misafik, the people had to, were usher b'malacha the whole 30th day as well. So it comes out that de facto they kept 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. And it's very difficult during the year, as Tosfos tells us on Daf Nun Amud Aleph in Divrei HaMaskil Mikol Mokaim, Tosfos says, V'yimtzu mevukorin shemevakrin hoye mevakrim hoysam kedei lemoichrin. So Tosfos said there were people who used to have a business of selling animals, and those animals were checked. But here, where you needed for 3 days, and each day you needed two kvasim for the Tomet Shashach and Tomet Shabbein Arbayim, so you had to have a supply at hand. You weren't able to go out and purchase them. And to do the Bikur on Shabbos and Yontif itself could involve Isser Melacha, and therefore they had to already be in the Lishkas HaTloyim from before Shabbos for the 3 day Shabbos and Yontif period. Now, the Yontif Rosh Hashanah could come out either on Sunday, Monday following Shabbos, or the Yontif of Rosh Hashanah could come out Thursday, Friday preceding Shabbos. And now the Gemara wants to know what exactly is the case here. Hey, chidami. Ilema de islay tamidim umusafin. If they had enough kvasim for the tamidim and the musafim, tuvahav. There's not just six. There's 22. As Rashi makes the cheshbon, you have two each day for the Tmidim, which is two times three, because you have Shabbos and 2 days Rosh Hashanah, so that's six. And then you need seven for Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah, and you need seven for Rosh Hashanah itself, and you need two Musafim for Shabbos. So you need a total of 16 Kvasim for the Musafim. seven Musaf Rosh Chodesh, seven Musaf Rosh Hashanah, and two Musaf Shabbos. 16 plus the six Tmidim is a total of 22. So why you only need a supply of six? You need a supply of 22. El Lav de Leslie, he didn't have enough. And when you're telling me that you need Bedafka six, so the pshat is that you're using them for the Tamid Shel Shachar. For the Tamid Shel Shachar and Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim for 3 days Shabbos and 2 days Rosh Hashanah, together 3 days. That's why you need six. Shema Aminot Tmidim Adifi. Because if not, so why does he not use them also for Musaf? Why doesn't he use them, L'mashal, on the first day, let's say Rosh Hashanah is after Shabbos, so he'll use two for the Tomash HaShachar, Tomash HaShobain Arbayim of Shabbos, and he'll use two for the Musaf of Shabbos, then he'll use two for the Tomash HaShachar, Ben Arbayim of the first day Rosh Hashanah, and he'll have none for the second day. And we don't say that. We say that he uses two each day for the Tamid. So you see that the Tamid of the third day, which is the second day of Rosh Hashanah following Shabbos, that trumps the Musaf of Shabbos, of the two for Musaf of Shabbos. So you see Tmidim Adifi. So when we have a question of Mekudesh, of the Musaf of Shabbos, which comes earlier, or as Rashi says, Shabbos has more Kedusha than Yontiv. So it's more Mekudesh, and it comes earlier, according to that second pshat of Rashi on Amud Aleph. So the Mekudesh of Musaf on Shabbos is not as important as the Tadir of the Tamid of the second day of Rosh Hashanah. You see Tamid Madifis. So L'chairu, we have an answer to our question. So the Gemara says, Loi, there's no proof from this. Loilam the Islay. Really, you have plenty. You have 22. You have enough for Tamidim and Masafin. V'hachi ka'amar. And this is what he meant to say. Of course you have to check all 22. But you need six that need a special checking. Ein poich se mishisha t'loim. Avukorim belishkas ha'tloim. Dalid yamim kairim shchita. That the six for the Tamid Shel Shachar and Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim doesn't just need regular bikur of musafim, which does not need 4 days, but rather the Tamid Shel Shachar, Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim needs a bikur of 4 days. Umani ben Bagbag, who's it going like Ben Bagbag? The Sani ben Bagbag, Omer, Ben Bagbag learned in a brayse that minayin l'tamid shetam bikur dalad yom kadem shchita. How do I know that a Tamid needs 4 days of checking before shchita? Tamid Omer, I make gzeirah shava, because by Korban Pesach it says they took it on the 10th of Nisan as a mishmeres. What is the shimmer that had to be checked 4 days in the Pesach Shel Mitzrayim? This is not for Pesach Darius. Pesach Mitzrayim needed Bikur Dalad Yamim. I learned out Exer Shavah from Tamid, because by the Tamid it also says the word Tishmeru. Tamid Leimer, Tishmeru Lahakrivli B'moyadoi. Make sure to bring it in the right time. By the Korban Pesach, it says, from the 10th day till the 14th, for 4 days, it should be Mishmeres. So I make Gzeirah Shavah Tishmeru to Mishmeres, just like Ma Lahalon by Korban Pesach, Tom Bikur Arbor Yom Karim Shchita, Afkan over here by Tom Mitchell Shachar, Tom Mitchell Ben Arbaim, Tom Bikur Arbor Yom Kaidem Shchita. So you need also bikur. So Ein Echanami, all 22 needed bikur, but there were six on 2 days Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos that required bikur dalid yomis. But we're not speaking about a case where you didn't have enough. So Memele, you have no proof to the Shaila of Tadir versus Mekudesh, because here we did have enough, and it's just telling you need six with a 4 day bikur. Amrle Ravila Ravashi Hani Shisha. You tell me you need six? Shiva have it. You need seven. Do'ika de tzafra de tlosa b'shabata. Because you need it for the Tamid Shel Shachar in the morning of Tuesday morning. In other words, not only will he need it for Shabbos and Sunday, Monday, when Rosh Hashanah follows Shabbos, but he'll need it also for Tuesday morning. He's not going to be able, after Tuesday morning, he'll have time to go to the marketplace and find animals that have already been checked for 4 days. But when you have Shabbos followed by Sunday, Monday, so for Tuesday morning, Monday night, he's also not going to be able to find in the marketplace. Late at night, he's not going to be able to find. So he has to prepare for the Tomei Shachar. He needs 7. And Rashi's girsa over here is the Ikat Safra Dechad B'Shabbata. So Rashi is going, had the girsa, and asked the question when you have Thursday, Friday preceding Shabbos. So then he needs 6 for Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, for Hashanah and Shabbos. But then he also needs for Sunday morning. And Rashi says that Ein Echanami, if you have Rosh Hashanah Sunday and Monday after Shabbos, then the question would be for Tuesday morning. Except Rashi had the girsa Chad b'Shabbat because he was going with Rosh Hashanah before Shabbos, but the same kash is on Rosh Hashanah, which comes after Shabbos. So you need a 7th one. Well, the Tameich, according to your logic, Tanya Havya, and you really need 8. Da'ika de Panya de Mali Shabbato. What about the one on the afternoon of Erev Shabbos? If Rosh Hashanah is on Sunday, Monday, so I need Shabbos Sunday, Monday, I need 6. I need a 7th for Tuesday morning, but I also need an 8th for the Tomet Shalbein Arbayim, which is coming right before the beginning of Shabbos. I'll need an 8th one. Or, if we're speaking about Rosh Hashanah coming out Thursday, Friday, so I'll need for Wednesday night, the Tomet Shalbein Arbayim for Wednesday. I'll need for that also. I'll need 8. So on that, the Gemara says, Holy Kasha, the Lebasa Deker of Kamar. When we spoke about 6 or 7, we're speaking about after that one. That one already was, that Tomet Shalbein Arbayim of Wednesday or of Friday afternoon, that was already done. Now, what do I need weiter? So the Gemara says, okay, so you're speaking about after the Hakrava of that early Tomet Shalbein Arbayim one. Fine. As we turn to Nunamud Alf, Mikol Mokim, Shivavik. But my original Kasha comes back. Why do you say you only need 6? On a Shabbos and a Yontiv of Rosh Hashanah, you'll need 7. You have to prepare in advance for the one of Tuesday morning. Ela Tana B'Amakoy. You're right. We're not talking about actually Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos. The Tana means to say that every day of the year you require a reservoir of having 6 animals for a 3-day supply of Tomet Shachar, Tomet Shalbein Arbayim. And how, in fact, Rashi over here in Divrei Maskil Hochi Garsin and Tana Ba'Almakoi explains to us that how actually did they have on hand a steady supply of animals which were checked for 4 days. So Rashi says that when they made the Chanukah's Beis Hamikdash, they brought 12 lambs, and all of those 12 lambs had already been examined for 4 days. They were put into the Lishkas Hatzloyim. And on the day of the chinuch of the Beis HaMikdash, 2 of those lambs were taken for the Tomet Shachar and Tomet Shalbein Arbayim, and then they examined 2 others, which were added to the Lishka. Now we had 10 lambs which were checked for 4 days, and 2 which had only been checked for 1 day. On the next day, the day after the chinuch of the Beis HaMikdash, on the second day, they took 2 of the original 12 for the Tamid, Shal Shachar Ben Arbaim. They took 2 new ones, and they checked the 2 that had been checked yesterday for the first time. They checked for a second day. So now you had a total of 8 4-day lambs, 2 2-day lambs, and 2 1-day lambs. They did the same thing again on the third day. So on the third day it came out, you had 6 4-day lambs, 3 2-day lambs, 2 3-day lambs, 2 2-day lambs, and 2 1-day lambs. And so they continued from the fourth morning and on. Every morning after that, they would take 2 from the 6, and they would bring 2 new ones in. So there was always a constant a reservoir of 6 4-day and 3 3-day, 2 3-day, 2 2-day, and 2 1-day. And that always kept switching. So they always had a reservoir starting from the first day of the Chanukah's Beis HaMikdash, where they started with 12. That guaranteed that there would always be a constant reservoir of having to 6, which were checked for 4 days. And Rashi says, V'loy pirish, at the end of this long Rashi says, V'loy pirish tam adover, why did they need this reservoir? Because in fact, as the Gemara is going to say now, we're not talking about a case of Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah. We're talking regularly during the year. V'li nira, says Rashi, the kavu chachamim minin kavu l'adover, the misramin loy mishkichei tuloyim mevukorim zed dalad yamim. We wanted to have a reservoir in case of an emergency, that we shouldn't run out of animals that were checked for 4 days. So we had at least 6 animals, which is a 3-day supply, that in case we couldn't get it 1 or 2 days, we would still have a reservoir of 3 days to give us time to get animals that were checked for 4 days. Back to the Gemara. Umai kidei l'shabbos ubeis yom tov. So what shall Rosh Hashanah? So why, if you're talking about every day of the year, you had to have this reservoir of 6, at least 6 animals that were checked for 4 days? So why do you mention Shabbos on 2 days yom tov of Rosh Hashanah? To get more answers, simana bialma. We're just giving you a simon. In order, as Rashi explains, you shouldn't think it's 4 animals, 5 animals, bedafka 6. It's 6 kiminyan Shabbos and Beis Yom Tov Shor Hashanah. How many tamidim do you need for Shabbos and Beis Yom Tov Shor Hashanah? You need 2 each day times 3 is 6. I just want to give you a simon to remember how many animals have to be on call that they have been checked for 4 days, and the answer is 6. Deikanami, I'll bring you a proof. Diktani kidei l'Shabbos. It says, in order for Shabbos, v'loik tani l'Shabbos v'l'beis yom tov v'shal Rosh Hashanah. If it would mean actually for Shabbos and 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, it would have said l'Shabbos, not kidei l'Shabbos. Shema mino, that's a riot. This is just a simon bialma, the number 6. I'll give you a way to remember it by remembering how many tamidim you need for Shabbos. If it would have been Shabbos and 2 days Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah, how many would you need? 6? That's the amount you always have to have on hand that have been checked for a total of 4 days.